Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. So nice to see you again, and hopefully your month of Ramadan is going wonderful and your fasting is fantastic. I'm sure you've gotten used to it by now, right? And it's quite an experience. I know that sometimes when we talk to people that perhaps have never done it and they think, wow, my God, how do you guys do this? How can you fast for that many hours? But for those of you who have done it, you know, yeah, starting off may be a little bit difficult, but after that, wow, what a feeling. It's fantastic. And it's also important to know how flexible we are and how easily it is for us to adjust and adapt to so many situations. And I think that's one of the things, too, that God wants us to know about this month of Ramadan. And it's also adaptability. And adaptability, and one other important part that I want to look at today is actually forgiveness. Forgiveness is such an important aspect of life, and sometimes we forget it. But we're going to zoom in on that particular aspect of improving our personality today as we look at the importance of forgiving others as well as forgiving ourselves.
Allahumma la takhzulni fihi lita'arrudhi ma'asiyati ولا تضربني بسياط نغمتك وزحزحني فيه من موجبات سخطك بمنك وأياديك يا منتهى
Forgiveness is one of the aspects that I was telling you that we should look at a little bit more. I know for myself, I've done so many things in my life that perhaps I shouldn't have done, and I regret so many things that I have said. But it is important to be able to be forgive and also to be forgiven. And this is one important aspect that we must look at in our lives. Are we able to forgive? Have we gotten used to letting go, being able to forgive someone for a mistake or something they've said or something they've done to us? Well, we have so many examples in our Islamic history about forgiveness, so why don't we try to go with what Islam has taught us? We know Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the ultimate example of forgiveness, although there are many who say that he wasn't, but we know otherwise. We know in so many different situations how he reacted, how he responded, and he could have easily come down very harshly, but he never did. Why not? Because he wanted to give us the example of the way we should channel our lives, handle our lives, and also the way we should relate to others. So when he has given us so many wonderful examples, when we have so many examples from our imams, so why have so many of us become so harsh that it's so hard for us to forgive? So the main lesson of this is let go. Let go, forgive, free yourself and others.
My name is Cahit Işcan. I am from Embassy of Turkey in Tehran. In our country, Turkey, in Turkey, Ramadan month is very important for all people of Turkish people. An imam say that yes, the time is over. Many people participated on the table of foods. Very nice and delicious food are made by our families, by our mothers. And these are repeated every year. Many Turkish people are waiting Ramadan as festival. I think this Ramadan month in all Muslim countries is safe. In my child times, there are many stories about Ramadan month. In Ramadan month, many our grandfather and was giving us many big gifts. So we were very happy in that times. In Now, again, these customs are repeated by many Muslim countries, by many people. So we have to make many partnership as Muslim countries, and to develop our customs and give us many information about our countries. We have to recognize mostly, I think so. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, let's look at forgiveness and why in Islamic history we have so many examples of it. For example, let's take the story of Prophet Muhammad when he went into this town and all of a sudden this woman was throwing so much trash and everything on his head. And people were like, why is she doing that? Let's go and see what's going on. And he said, no, it's okay. It's okay. And he continued and continued, and this went on for days and months. And then one day, actually, she didn't throw anything on his head. And he wondered what was going on. He said, maybe something has happened. And what did he do? He went up to see exactly what was going on, and he saw that the woman was sick. He says, oh, what's going on? She says, why did you come here? He says, well, every day you've been throwing trash on my head, and I wanted to see exactly what had happened today. I thought maybe something had happened to you. She says, yeah, I'm sick and everything, but I can't believe, why would you come to see me after I have thrown trash on you continuously? He said, because it's important for me. Each and every human being in this world, regardless of their religion and perspective, is important and of value. And because of his kindness, one, and two, because of his forgiveness, actually, that woman became a Muslim. And this is something we have to remember. As I said before, be able to let go, be able to forgive. Because isn't that what we ask Allah for? Isn't that what we ask God for? What's one of our main du'as, our main prayers? We say, Al-Af, we say, forgive me. Forgive me, God, please, if you don't take my hand, who will take my hand? So if we're asking the Creator for forgiveness, then we have to be able to forgive ourselves.
Uncle, aunt, grandpa, Mr. and Mrs. Abadiz, and Ahmadiz, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Can I invite my friends over?
No.
Come on, Mom, my friend is alone here. He doesn't have any families around.
This is a family gathering. We're not going to invite friends over.
Why don't you just go ahead and call them?
So. Really, Dad?
Yes. Mm.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
No, there are 10 people on the list. Come on.
Well, I still think we can invite more people.
Darling, why don't you understand? If you are about a bigger house, yes, you're right. We could have invited more people here. But, you know, this house is not big enough. So we couldn't have enough people here. Come on.
Well, it's the month of Ramadan. You know better that feeding those who fast is nice.
Yeah.
Let's not lose that opportunity.
You're right. But we will spend a lot of money. I think we need to think about that too.
Yeah, let's not worry about the money. God is merciful. He's going to help us with that.
I think, Dad, you've got some people in your mind, huh?
Okay, who do you want to invite?
You're smart.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not going to invite anybody before I get the green light.
Okay. After what I told, I think I have no problem inviting 2 or 3 more people here.
Well, the number really doesn't matter.
Okay, tell me. Who do you want to invite?
Well, I was thinking about my colleague, Mr. Debbie, and his wife.
Oh my God, the person.
Why? What's wrong with him?
You're asking what's wrong? Just go ahead and kill me.
You know I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I remember the last time that we met, the mom had headache for 2 months. That was so crazy. She was just walking and talking to people.
You know, I just get upset and angry when I hear about this. Would you please stop talking about that?
Yeah, I remember all the yelling and the screaming.
Yeah, I remember that too, but I really think we should let that go.
You know, first, I don't want to see and end this matter. Besides, it's odd that you've forgotten your friends, wives, words and action. And finally, you want me to invite them first?
Yeah, I remember that also. Maybe they just didn't thought about it, or maybe they were just too embarrassed.
What? What did you say? Embarrassed? They are embarrassed. It's ridiculous, you know? Your friend's wife is making fun of other people in front of people. It is embarrassing.
Yeah, but what about forget and forgive?
Yeah, I remember. Actually, she has hurt mom, really. You want mom to go and say, actually, excuse me to her? She should have apologized, mom.
My little boy realizes that.
Come on, Mom. Of course I realize that. I'm not a kid anymore.
I know.
I'm telling this for you, because when you keep the people's grudge in your heart, it takes away from your mind and your soul.
Don't think about my health. Just forget about it. You know why? Because if I want to forgive her, I just do not like to forgive her.
Yeah, really, that sounds philosophical. And in this case, I definitely agree with Mom.
Yes. So please don't insist, because it's useless.
Yeah, and here I announce the end of the meeting, and the right is for Mom.
And you're making fun of everything.
Come on, Mom. If I don't make fun, what should I do? Come on, I should sit here and listen to your speech, and I get upset. I don't want to get upset. Of course you tell me down, but I don't get upset.
I still think you can give it a second thought. Imam Ali always says that the stronger people forgive easier.
But you know, I'm not gonna turn down your suggestion. You better know why I'm saying no. I'm not that type of person who holds a grudge. But I do not understand why this lady hasn't apologized. Or why didn't she even give me a call during this year?
At least in this day, the modern Imam Ali, you can follow his way. You can be more loving. You can be compassionate. You can forgive.
Yes?
Maybe we can
avoid
who's
the
speaking?
ALS.
How are you?
My
mom can get
surprised
again by
you. Oh, come
on,
sorry.
Can you ever be serious? Come on, Dad, it's not a bad idea.
I don't know.
Come on, please.
I don't know.
Oh, yes? Okay. When? Oh, really?
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
So, say hello. Okay, we'll see you.
I don't know, it's up to your mom.
Bye, take care.
I'm not saying nothing in this situation.
Great, Mom. What do we need?
I think...
What?
Yes, I think we prepare a list of what we need.
So, what do we need?
Nothing. I think we should pull off the feast.
Really? Are we invited anywhere else?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Where?
Mr. Javadi's house.
Oh my God, what a sixth sense I've got. So we're going, Mom?
Not you, only me and your dad.
Come on. Why they don't take children seriously? If I don't come, you should not go. Come on.
How would I know? Oh, come on.
So really you're going?
Yes, of course.
So you don't have any problem with that?
Not now.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Really, congratulations.
Thank you.
Perfect, really.
Think that's going on in general with everybody. We seem that we've become so harsh Our hearts seem to be turning into stone. It's like so hard for us to forgive one another. If someone has said something, done something, it's as if the world has fallen apart and we never want to talk to that person again. We never want to see that person again. We don't even want to hear their names. What happened to us? How far we have gotten from the roots that Islam had wanted us to have. How far we have gone away and how judgmental that we have become. I think it's something as if we think that we're better than others, as if we can't make mistakes and as if we don't make mistakes. But if we put ourselves in other people's places and remember that we are all human beings and we are all apt to make mistakes, and remember that forgiveness is the clue, forgiveness is the key, and forgiveness is the way that Islam has taught us. Do you know that one of the biggest ways that Islam spread was because of the forgiveness that our Prophet showed? So many people became Muslim because of his forgiveness, because of showing that, okay, it's all right. At one point in time, perhaps you were my enemy even, but now that you've changed, it's all okay. So remember, forgiveness is the key. And remember this month of Ramadan, definitely, that we have to even increase our ability to forgive, to love, to forget, and enjoy the beauty of this wonderful month.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم سلام علیکم Ramadan is the month of forgiveness and everything is ready for forgiving our sins. Therefore, we should prepare ourselves in any way to subject ourselves and to expose ourselves to divine pardon. So today I talk about pardon or forgiveness. In the Holy Quran, we read, فَعْفُوا وَصْفَهُ أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah is addressing people and says, you should forgive people and pardon. Do you not love Allah to forgive your sins? So it means that if you forgive other people, if your pardon would cover other people's sins, then the result is that God also would forgive your sins. You know that the object behind creation of human being is to make and to build a righteous society, not just righteous individual. Therefore, if forgiveness and pardon is not a culture among the society and in the society, the bonds and relations among members of society after some time would be loosened, and therefore we would not have a good and successful and prosperous society. Then Imam Ali, in his letter to his governor Malik al-Ashtar, says, فَأَعْطِهِمْ مِنْ أَفْوِكَ وصفحك مثل الذي تحب وترضى أن يؤتيك الله من أفوه وصفحه. Imam is commanding Malik and says, you should grant your pardon and your forgiveness to people in the same way that you love and you'd like Allah to give you and grant you his forgiveness and pardon. فَإِنَّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ وَوَالِ الْأَمْرِ عَلَيْكَ فَوْقَكَ. Verily, you are over them, and the leader and the imam is also above and over you. وَاللَّهُ فَوْقَ مَنْ وَاللَّكَ. And Allah is over and above one who has made you the governor. وَلَا تَنْدَمَنَّ عَلَىٰ أَفْوٍ. You shouldn't be sorry if you have pardoned and forgiven somebody. Because sometimes you are practicing forgiving, you forgive somebody, but after it you feel sorry. He says, وَلَا تَنْدَمَنَّ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَنْ. Never you should be sorry for your forgiving and pardon. وَلَا تَبْجَحَنَّ بِعُقُوبَةٍ. And you shouldn't be also happy if you have punished somebody. Because these punishments and these pardons both should be steps toward perfection of you and perfection of the whole human society. And then in another part, Imam Ali says, إِذَا قَدَرْتَ عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّكَ فَاجْعَلِ الْعَفْوَ عَنْهُ شُكْرًا لِلْقُدْرَةِ عَلَيْهِ. This is in the 11th maxim of Nahjul Balagha. إِذَا قَدَرْتَ عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّكَ. If you have overcome your enemy, فَاجْعَلِ الْعَفْوَ عَنْهُ شُكْرًا لِلْقُدْرَةِ عَلَيْهِ. You should make your pardon as a matter of thanking for your victory over him, as a matter of appreciating God, because he has made you successful and victorious over him. So it shows the importance and significance of forgiveness and pardon. So, and it means that if we want Allah to forgive us, we should also forgive our fellow men and fellow Muslims.
So let us remember that forgiveness is the key. So call those family members or friends that perhaps you're cut off with and ask them for forgiveness during this month of Ramadan. And of course, we ask God, we ask Him to help us to be more forgiving human beings and for His forgiveness always. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this, another program on the month of Ramadan. And hopefully, we will see you right here tomorrow. And please don't forget us in your dua.
يا حليم يا كريم يا حي يا قيوم يا غافر الذنب يا قابل التوب يا عظيم المن يا قديم الإحسان أين سترك الجميل؟ أين عفوك الجليل؟ أين فرجك القريب؟ أين غياثك السريع؟ أين رحمتك الواسعة؟ أين عطاياك الفاضلة؟ أين مواهبك الهنيئة؟ أين صنائعك الثنية؟ أين فضلك العظيم؟ أين منك الجسيم؟ أين إحسانك القديم؟ أين كرمك يا كريم بي؟ فاستنقذني وبرحمتك فخلصني.